Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayhi in Hayatul Muslimin has mentioned a section on abstaining from sin. It is of vital importance for the mu'min to abstain from all sin. This is essential for developing his iman. Sin darkens iman and creates weakness in it. On the assumption that there will be no punishment for sins, then too it is necessary for the believer to abstain from sin. For sin is disobedience, which is the cause of Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. No man wishes to displease even a worldly benefactor. The favors of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on man are innumerable. Allah Ta'ala is man's greatest and true benefactor. How can the believer then displease him? Some ahadith that are quoted, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the believer sins, a black spot forms on his heart. If he makes istighfar and tawbah, the black mark is removed and his heart is purified. If he increases his sin, the black mark increases. This is the corrosion of the heart spoken of by Allah Ta'ala in the Quran. Kalla barrana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, guard yourselves against sin because the wrath of Allah Ta'ala descends in the wake of sin. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not show you your sickness and its remedy? Your sickness is sinning and your remedy is to seek forgiveness, istighfar. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hearts too become corroded by means of sin. Its polish is istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, man is deprived of rizq, rozi, because of the sins which he perpetrates. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah Ta'ala desires to punish people for their sins, He causes the children to die in abundance and makes the woman barren. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah Ta'ala desires to punish people for their sins, He causes the children to die in abundance and makes the woman barren. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala says, I am the king of kings. Their hearts, that is the king's hearts, are in my control. When servants are obedient to me, I make the rulers merciful to them. When the servants are disobedient to me, I cause the rulers to oppress them and be cruel to them. In one hadith it is mentioned that Allah Ta'ala said to the Bani Israel, when I am obeyed, I become pleased. When I am pleased, I bestow limitless barakat. When I am disobeyed, I become wrathful and I curse the disobedient ones. The effect of my lanat, my curse, extends to 7 generations. Hazrat Waqi' radiallahu anhu says, narrates that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, when a man becomes disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, then those who formerly praised him begin to find fault with him now. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of what we have read, these ahadith. Again, we hear in almost every bayan, every dua, that we have to stay away from gunas. Gunas makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very angry. And I mentioned previously also, Allah ta'ala does not take any pleasure in punishing us. Allah loves us. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves us to seek from His forgiveness, seek repentance. Allah wants us to make tawbah, istighfar. Again, the days are moving very, very fast. This is a sign of qiyamah. It was just 24 hours ago we sat here. It fell almost just two hours have passed only. It's again Friday, Yom Jumu'ah, day of barakat. Make lot of tawbah, istighfar, durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You find there's no barakat in our time. The time of our predecessors, there are a lot of barakat in their time. Few hours they will do so much of work, so much of khidmat for deen. Our time seems to go so fast. It mentioned in hadith, 1 year will seem as though 1 month has gone past. And 1 month like 1 week, and 1 week just like 1 day. So just a few nights are left. We'll have to make this little bit of sacrifice. I know if we are tired. But we have to tap on Allah Ta'ala's door again and again. And inshallah, have that full yaqeen that Allah is definitely, most certainly going to answer our du'as. And we are going to leave from here with a clean sheet. And Allah, we're going to become Allah Ta'ala's walis. That's the most we can do. We will try and cry. These majlises are not giving big bayans. We don't have the capability of giving bayans. But what we can do is cry and be sincere again. I mentioned last night also, we must have ikhlas. We have gathered here. Allah correct our intention, and the little sitting here, Our knees will pain, hands will pain. But again, tawajju ilallah, inabat ilallah, ruju ilallah. Few tears we will shed, we will try to cry. And Allah Ta'ala, you see Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, inshaAllah. Again, the maqsad of zikr is when we are alone, at home, wherever we are in the car, we should continuously make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is done as ta'aleem, just to revise how to make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to create that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we remove from our hearts all the filth and sin, the spiritual maladies, the love for all evil, and we fill our hearts with the nur and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when a person takes the name of his Allah, like how an ashik takes the name of his beloved, then you will find some type of peace, some contentment, and how you begin to develop a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you begin to enjoy your ibadat, your dhikr, your tilawat, your namaz. You look forward to come to the masjid. You look forward to go to the Kaaba Sharif. Like how a person, when he goes to Multazam, when he gets a chance, there's a big crowd and he makes dua and finally he pushes himself through and he gets to the Multazam. When he gets there, he just stands there and he just starts to cry. And then he attaches himself to the door of the Kaaba and he cries and cries and he makes dua. Like that, although we are not far away from the Multazam, but our hearts are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we will make dua, make istighfar, make dhikr, and make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of Allah ta'ala's greatness, Allah ta'ala's bounties, how Allah ta'ala is so kind, so merciful, so loving, so caring. Allah is giving us plenty, so much of ni'mat. Allah has given us iman, and remove from the heart all the filth that we have. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا
ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah,
Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sya'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد أنت قيوم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت ملك السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت الحق وقولك حق ولقاؤك حق والجنة حق والنار حق والنبيون حق ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق والساعة حق اللهم لك أسلمنا وبك آمنا وعليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وبك خاصمنا وإليك حاكمنا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم، وإلهكم إله واحد، لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم، ألف لام ميم، الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم، يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم، يا مالك يا كريم، يا مغني يا صمد، يا عزيز يا حكيم، يا الله forgive all our sins يا الله. اے مالك كريم، يا الله forgive all our sins يا الله. Every single sin that we committed يا الله. We did not realize how we corroded our hearts, Ya Allah. Our hearts have become so heavy, Ya Allah. They have become rusted with gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, polish our hearts, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Make our hearts spark and saf, Ya Allah. Allahumma naqina min al-dhunub wal-khataya. كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. Oh Allah, keep us far away from gunas, Ya Allah. Keep the gunas far away from us, Ya Allah. Like the distance of the heavens and the earth, Ya Allah. Allahumma ba'id baynana wa bayn khatayana. Kama ba'adta bayn al-mashriq wal-maghrib. Ya Allah, we are tired of committing gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired, Ya Allah. From the time we wake up in the morning, Ya Allah. Right till we go back to sleep, Ya Allah. The entire day, our eyes are looking at haram, our ears are hearing haram, our tongues are busy in haram, we eat haram, we consume haram, we speak lies, we cheat, Ya Allah. Our limbs are committing gunas, Ya Allah. Our private parts are committing gunas, Ya Allah. We fantasize, Ya Allah. Evil thoughts cross our heart and our mind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our legs move to haram, Ya Allah. Our hands move to haram, Ya Allah. We touch haram, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. We transact in haram transactions, Ya Allah. We deal with interest, Ya Allah. We give interest, Ya Allah. We take interest, Ya Allah. With no frown on our face, Ya Allah. We become so happy when you commit those gunas, Ya Allah. We gamble, Ya Allah. We cheat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we spend our lives in gambling dens, Ya Allah. In liquor and drugs and wine and women, Ya Allah. In zina, Ya Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem. We have read the hadith of beloved Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you become angry when you are disobeyed. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we made sins, Ya Allah. We made mistakes, Ya Allah. Like that masoom child who angered his parent, but again that mother cuddles the child. The mother caresses the child. The mother forgives the child. The mother overlooks the faults of the child. Ey Malik al-Kareem, your rahmat is far greater than the love and mercy the mother has for the child. Oh Allah, your mercy envelops, it encompasses every single thing, Ya Allah. And every single person, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, Ya Allah, it is your tawfiq, your fazl, your kindness. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most loving Allah, my most caring Allah, my most beautiful Allah. Ya Allah, you give us a tawfiq of assembling here, Ya Allah, in your masjid, Ya Allah. We've got no other motives, Ya Allah, but to please you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to change our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are serious, Ya Allah. We have made that firm resolution, Ya Allah. We have shunned guna, Ya Allah. We have abstained from all sins, Ya Allah, that we were committing, Ya Allah. Ham nadim hai, Ya Allah, ham sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we regret committing those sins, Ya Allah. We feel like bound, Ya Allah, we bow our heads in shame, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. We promise you, Ya Allah, we will never go back to those gunas again, Ya Allah. We promise you, Ya Allah, we led a filthy life, Ya Allah. We led a terrible life, Ya Allah. But Malik Kareem, we read in the ayat of the Quran Majid, your kalam which is true, Inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. You love those who repent, you love those who turn to you. You have addressed us, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Ya Allah, we are not despondent of your mercy. Ya Allah, we are not losing hope in your mercy, Ya Allah. Therefore we have come again we have come again, Ya Allah. We are knocking at your door, Ya Allah. We are tapping at your door. Ey Malik al-Kareem, Ya Allah, we know you become so happy. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have read, we have understood that you become even more happy than that person who went on a journey. He took his camel, he took his belongings, he took his food, and suddenly the camel disappeared. It was lost, and this man, He was in a desperate condition and he felt now this is the end of his life. He lost his camel with all his belongings. And after some time, when he finds his camel next to him with all his goods and all his food and all his belongings, he becomes so overjoyed, so overjoyed, so overjoyed, Allah, that mistakenly, not realizing, he utters these words out of ecstasy, out of extreme happiness and joy. He says, "Oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Rabb. Ya Allah, your Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that you become even more happy than this person who has retrieved his camel when a banda turns to you and asks for tawbah and istighfar. Ya Allah, we are making inaba to you. You have said, wa anibu ila rabbikum. Ya Allah, we are therefore turning to you. Ya Allah, we surrender. We submit ourselves. We put our heads in front of you, Ya Allah. Eh Maliki Kareem, you accept all our ibadat, Ya Allah. All the tarawih we read, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever condition we're in, we tried, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, Ya Allah. We have got the Qur'an and Majeed. With your fazal, your kindness, you have blessed us with committing the Qur'an and Majeed in our heart. Ya Allah, but you know what is the haqiqat, Ya Allah. We are not making amal in the Qur'an and Majeed. We're not even reciting it properly, Ya Allah. We become tired of the few rakahs of Taraweeh. We wish that the Taraweeh finishes quickly. We wish the Imam does not take too long and we can run out of your masjid and we can go home and we can on the television and we can entertain ourselves with all full tagin. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Ya Allah, in one night, in one rakat, the entire Qur'an and Majeed he would recite. How happy you are with him, Ya Allah. How happy you must have been with Sahaba-e-Kiram. How happy you are with those people. At the darkness of the night, they open their eyes, they make wudu, and they read two rakat salah. They raise their hands, and they cry to you. And you say, is there any person who is seeking forgiveness? I am prepared to forgive him. Is there any person asking for anything? I am prepared to give him, fulfill his need. Eh Malik-e-Kareem, we are your weak servants here. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. We are trying and we are faltering, we are stumbling and we are just getting hurt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this examination, Ya Allah. You have put us into this world, Ya Allah. You are testing us, Ya Allah. You know our haqiqat, Ya Allah. We are too weak, Ya Allah. Our iman is so weak, Ya Allah. We cannot do proper righteous deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq, Ya Allah. Give us a strong iman, Ya Allah. Give us a kamil iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that iman with which you are happy, Ya Allah. And give us the tawfiq of making good amal, righteous deeds, Ya Allah. Pious deeds, Ya Allah, with sincerity and ikhlas, Ya Allah, eh Malik-e-Kareem, and you accept it, Ya Allah. You accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, make our scales, Ya Allah, of good deeds be heavy, Ya Allah. Make it outweigh the scales of our bad deeds, Ya Allah. Don't make there be any bad deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us Jannat bighair hisab kitab, Ya Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, without any reckoning. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa, radiallahu ta'ala, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how difficult it will be that every person has to go for hisab. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, your beloved Rasulullah has mentioned, man nuqisha udhiba, that person who is interrogated, is investigated, and everything is checked, every amal of his, that person will be punished. But otherwise, that person whose hisab kitab is taken very, very quickly, and nothing is investigated, and not much search is done, then he goes with flying colors. Ya Allah, make us pass the hereafter with flying colors, Ya Allah. Especially the manzil of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, especially the manzil of qabr, Ya Allah. When Munkar and Nakir will ask us those questions, Barrabbuk Madinuk, Ya Allah. With flying colors, Ya Allah. With the right answers, Ya Allah. Give us the right answers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what will happen to us if we are unable to give the right answer, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, we will be doomed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there will be snakes and serpents and scorpions, Ya Allah, that will devour us, Ya Allah. We will shriek in pain and we will yell. Nobody will hear us, only the animals will hear us. Eh Malik-e-Kareem, have rahm on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have rahm on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know you are going to forgive us, Ya Allah. We have good yaqeen you are going to forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us leave this gathering tonight, Ya Allah. Empty handed, Ya Allah. La turuddana khaibin, la turuddana khasirin. Ya Allah, we do not want to be losers, Ya Allah. Our whole life we are losing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for you it is nothing, Ya Allah. Just one glance of rahmat. Just one glance of your rahmat, Ya Allah. Hamari zindagi ka sawal hoga, Ya Allah. Our entire life, Ya Allah. And we'll be saved, Ya Allah. We will then be successful, Ya Allah. We just want that one glance of your special mercy, Ya Allah. Your special rahmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. The major sins, Ya Allah. The minor sins. Those sins we did in public. Those in privacy, Ya Allah. In the darkness of the night. In broad daylight, Ya Allah. Sins of our limbs, Ya Allah. Our heart, our mind, our soul, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the filthy gunas we did, eh Maliki Kareem, but you have kept something as cleansing ourselves, our souls. You have kept the doors of Tawbah open until Sakarat. You have, Ya Rasulullah has mentioned, in Allah Azza wa Jalla, يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. As long as he's got ruh, as long as he's got life, Ya Allah, shaitan took a qasam in you, in your izzat, in your grandeur, in your majesty, that as long as insan is alive, he will become an obstacle. He will deviate man. He will lead man to the wrong path. He will deviate man. Ey Allah, you responded. You took a qasam by your majesty. You said, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي وَكِبْرِيَائِي. By your grandeur, your might, your power, you told shaitan, as long as insan has got ruh, I will not stop him from making tawbah to me. Ey Allah, ey Kareem, ey Malik, you've got such beautiful names. Ya Allah, we can sing and hymn your names. Your name gives us such pleasure, such lazzat, such tranquility, such serenity. Our hearts enjoy it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now you become ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are incapable. We can't do it ourselves. Whatever we do is with your tawfiq, Ya Allah. Like a little child who requires assistance. The child is just learning to walk. The child was crawling and now it is taking the first few steps. Before the child falls, the mother comes running, the father comes running, and the father and the parents, not want the child to get hurt, they grab the child and they save the child from falling. Ey Allah, hold us by our little finger, Ya Allah. And guide us, Ya Allah, on Sirat al-Mustaqeem. Give us a true understanding of the Quran in the Sunnah, Ya Allah. Give us a true understanding of the Quran in Sunnah, Ya Allah. Let us not be deviated, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from batil, Ya Allah. Give us haqq, Ya Allah. Allahumma arina al-haqq haqqa, warzuqna tiba'a, wa arina al-batila batila, warzuqna ijtinaba. Ya Allah, save us from all falsehood, from all evil, from the evil of our wombs and fancies, our desires, our egos, our passions, and all haram. Ya Allah, fill our heart with your nur, Ya Allah. With the nur of the Quran Majeed, Ya Allah. Even after the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, make our tongues be engaged in your dhikr, Ya Allah. And in the tilawat of the Quran, every day of our life, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq of reciting your Quran Majeed, Ya Allah. Let not a single day pass in our life where we don't open your Quran Majeed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq of ta'at, Ya Allah. Save us from ma'asiyat, Ya Allah. Save us from your disobedience, Ya Allah. Fulfill all our desires, Ya Allah. We've got such heavy problems, Ya Allah. Different types of problems, different types of pareshaniya, musibat, Ya Allah. The entire ummah, there is not a single house today, Ya Allah, that is not suffering from some type of musibat. If somebody is sick, or some other house, some person has got a drug problem, somebody's child is disobedient, somebody's father is very, very aggressive, somebody's mother is having a problem, parents are having a problem, children are being abused, there is pareshani throughout the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, for the sake of your beloved Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, have rahm on us, Ya Allah. We are the best of ummah, Ya Allah. The best of ummah, Ya Allah. Our Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the best of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He is your Habib, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he is your Habib, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help this ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever the ummah is pareshan, Ya Allah. The ummah has got no water, no food, no clothing, no shelter, no protection. Masoom children's life has been taken, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Change the conditions of the entire ummah, Ya Allah. Change the condition of the rulers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them become naik, salih, Ya Allah. Give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Make them understand Islam. Give them entry into Islam, Ya Allah. Those who are already Muslim, make them be true Muslims, Ya Allah. Make them have rahmat, the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give hidayat to every single person who is living today, Ya Allah. Every single person of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, save him, save all the males, all the females from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, use us for the khidmat of your deen, with ikhlas. Protect us from riyah, ostentation, from pride, kibar, from kina, from malice, buz, adawat, hasad, and all the spiritual maladies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us beacons of hidayat, Ya Allah. Make hidayat spread throughout the world, Ya Allah. Every corner of the world, there must be Islam, true Islam. Hidayat must spread. The non-Muslims must see of the good akhlaq of the Muslims. The non-Muslims must see the beautiful teachings of Islam. They must be attracted to Islam. They must see how beautiful a life is the life of a Muslim. How beautiful was the akhlaq of a beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never spoke a lie, he never cheat, he never deceived. Whenever he promised, he kept to his promise. He did not betray and betray any person. Ya Allah, he was so kind, he was so loving, he was so compassionate. He assisted the poor, the weak, the orphans, the needy. He gave charity. He had love for his ummah. He cried for his ummah. Ya Allah, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the nights he used to cry, he used to make such ibadat, such ibadat, such ibadat, his feet would become swollen, all for the sake of his ummah. All for the sake of his ummah. Allahumma ghfir ummati. Allahumma ghfir li ummati. Allahumma ghfir li ummati. These were the du'as of beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, one day when she saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she requested du'a from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the beloved husband of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, made a beautiful du'a for her. Oh Allah, forgive Aisha all the sins she committed, all the sins of her past, all the sins of her future, the sins she committed secretly and those that she did openly. Forgive every single sin of Sayyidina Aisha. She became so happy, so overjoyed, that it is mentioned in the hadith, her leg fell onto her lap out of ecstasy. She was overjoyed, taken aback by the Mubarak dua of her beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Aisha so happy. He said, oh Aisha, you are so happy with this one dua I made for you. I take a qasam, I make this dua for my ummah 5 times a day. Oh Allah, forgive my ummah completely. All the gunas they committed, all the gunas of the past, the gunas that they will make, the gunas that they made in the secret, and those they made openly. This was the burning desire of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That fikr he had for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are disloyal ummatis. We are disloyal. We are disobedient. Ya Allah. But we have hope in your mercy. We know you're going to show us the right path now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu bakhsh de. Ya Allah, tu bakhsh de. Ya Allah, hame dua karna nahi aata hai. Rona bhi nahi aata hai. Kuch nahi aata hai. Ya Allah, we are so weak, so kamzor. Hum faqir hai. Ya Allah, you have given us the title of fuqara. Ya Allah, we are at your doorstep. We are knocking again tonight. Ya Allah, tonight may be an even night. It is immaterial to you, Ya Allah. If you wish tonight to be a Laylul Qadr, you can give it to us. Yes, but our beloved Nabi Kareem, some out of kindness and mercy for us, he knew we are so weak. He knew we are so weak. So he told us to search for Laylul Qadr in the odd nights. Therefore, Ya Allah, we are searching for Laylul Qadr, especially in the odd nights. Ya Allah, but you grant us Laylul Qadr. Ya Allah, even if tonight is not Laylul Qadr, Ya Allah. And even though tonight may be an even night, Ya Allah, but you grant us maghfirat, Ya Allah. Grant every single person sitting here today, Ya Allah. And our mothers and sisters at home, and our brothers at home, wherever they may be, in every single masjid, every town, every country, every place in the world, forgive every single person. Ya Allah, especially our brothers who have come here. They have made a sacrifice. They have got husn adhan, Ya Allah. They are seated here. Ya Allah, the entire day they were working. They are tired. They have kept roza. They have read Taraweeh with no frown on their face. Ya Allah, they are sitting, Ya Allah. They recited, Ya Allah. Or they heard the recitation of Surah Mulk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, through the barakat of Surah Mulk, save us from the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our desires. We recited durood and salam upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make him be happy with us. Make him be happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the sacrifices they have made. Ya Allah, and fulfill every single person's desire. Whatever arzu he's got, whatever umid, whatever tamanna he's got, Ya Allah, fulfill it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know what is in the heart of every single person. Whatever problem he is suffering, remove that problem. Ya Allah, forever and ever, Ya Allah. Perpetually, Ya Allah. Don't make that musibah come back on his head, Ya Allah. If it is debts, help him to fulfill his debts, Ya Allah. If it is some business, some economic problem, or some social problem, or some spiritual problem, or some sickness, Ya Allah. Again, Ya Allah, before Salat also today, before Isha, so many people, and during the course of the day, so many people phoned, so many people requested, some are in hospital, they are sick, some are at home, they are really suffering, Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, because of their sickness, and more, so many of them have got this, the sickness of cancer, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are suffering, they are crying, they are in pain, and they're feeling so miserable. Ya Allah, because they cannot keep roza, because they cannot come to the masjid, they cannot fast, they cannot eat taraweeh, they cannot make your tilawat. Ya Allah, you forgive them. Give them shifa-e kamil, Ya Allah. Give them complete shifa, Ya Allah. Make them happy, Ya Allah. Do not make anybody suffer, Ya Allah. Do not make any person suffer, Ya Allah. Whatever bimari we have got, give us complete shifa. Whatever musibat we got, remove that musibat. Whatever desire we've got, all those people who requested dua, Ya Allah, I do not know what their desires are. Ya Allah, you are Allamul Ghuyub. Ya Allah, you know what's in the hearts of the people, Ya Allah. Fulfill every person's desire. They are young people, Ya Allah. They're looking for right, suitable partners. Give them the suitable partners, Ya Allah. Do not make them live a life of zina and filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give them a good partner and save them from zina and from haram. Ya Allah, make us understand that this deen is the true deen. This deen is so beautiful and our success lies in this deen. Ya Allah, let us not waste our time outside, Ya Allah, in filthy places, in gambling dens and in rave clubs, in disco dancing, Ya Allah, and listening to music and haram and filth. Ya Allah, like how you change the life of those people that in the time of Jahiliyyah, they would bury their own daughters alive. They would kill people. They would loot. They would plunder. They would assassinate people. They would disgrace people. They would harm people. They would hurl abuse and insults to people. Ya Allah, but you changed their conditions. You blessed them with iman. Ya Allah, you made them great people. You made them sahaba. Radiallahu anhu majma'in. Ya Allah, the qatil of Hamza, Wahshi. Ya Allah, you forgave him. You made him Wahshi, radiallahu ta'ala an. That Wahshi who killed Hamza, radiallahu ta'ala an. That Wahshi who caused the beloved uncle Nabi Kareem from Hamza to be killed, to be martyred. Hinda, who chewed the liver of Hamza, radiallahu ta'ala an. Ya Allah, you gave both of them iman. You gave both of them iman. You were pleased with them. They became sahaba afterwards. Ya Allah, we are also sinners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are also sinners, Ya Allah. Hidayat is in your hands. Forgiveness is in your hands. Ya Allah, you forgive those people. You made them sahaba. We cannot become sahaba, but we can gain your maghfirat. Ya Allah, sabko bakhsh de. Sabko bakhsh de, Ya Allah. Is mubarak raat mein. Sabko bakhsh de, Ya Allah. Hum kahan jaye, Ya Allah. Hum kisi, hamare paas kisi aur Allah nahi hai. Ya Allah, koi aur darwaza to nahi hai, Ya Allah. Kisi aur ghar nahi hai. Ya Allah, we are not going to leave your chokat, Ya Allah. Your doorstep, Ya Allah. Tu darwaza khol de ab, Ya Allah. Tu khol de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Wasahil lana abwaab rizqik. Ya Allah, we are far from your Kaaba, far from your Baitullah, far from Madina Munawwara. You know our hearts where they are. You know where our heart is, Ya Allah, clinging onto, Ya Allah. If we had the ghilaf of the Kaaba now, we would have held onto the ghilaf. We would have cried the whole night. We would attach ourselves to the multism. We would have cried and cried, Ya Allah. Eh Malik Kareem, but you don't make any person mahroom, Ya Allah. No matter how far he may be, far away from Makkah and Madina, Ya Allah. But our hearts are cling to you, Ya Allah. Give us such a bond with you, Ya Allah. Such closeness with you, Ya Allah. That bond never breaks, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and we pass away with iman, Ya Allah. Give us maut with iman, Ya Allah. Those who have passed away, all our marhumin, Ya Allah. Our family members, our asatizah ikram, our apas who taught us alif ba, Ya Allah. And so many friends and relatives, Ya Allah. All those who have passed away, Ya Allah. Give them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Give them Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Don't make them suffer any type of azab of the qabr. Not even for a moment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can question you, Ya Allah. If you wish to forgive, Ya Allah, it is your right. No person can ask you any question, Ya Allah. When our time comes also, make us leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Make the angels come, those angels of mercy, and remove our soul swiftly and gently. And they must be so happy, they must rush to take our soul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a condition that Allah is pleased with us, Ya Allah. Make us die in a condition that we are pleased with our Allah and our Allah is pleased with us, Ya Allah. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, do not make us mahroom in the remaining nights of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Give us these nights that are coming even better than any other night of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Make us see many more Ramadan with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, raha, protection. Ya Allah, give us your marifat, your qurb, your yaqeen. Protect us from all bala, afat, musibat, dillat, hawan, shurur, fitan, mihan, takalif, pareshani. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-mutarrin, rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.